Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're pleased to welcome Art Stapleton, who covers the Giants and the NFL for the Bergen, well, it's the Record, North Jersey. It used to be the Bergen Record. In fact, sometimes I still call it that because the paper lands in my driveway many days. And so you had a chance to see both Saquon and Baker, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts. Art, let's start with the Giants. What did you see that you liked from Saquon Barkley?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think, first off, it was the patience that he showed on that first run. You know, and you talk to Giants fans coming to tonight, and all they talked about was, well, we can't wait for that first run by Saquon Barkley. It was as if it was, you know, written in the stars for Saquon and the Giants that he would be able to break off that long one. And, you know, the funny thing is after the game, I asked Eli Manning in the locker room, you know, what'd you think? You know, was it patience that Saquon showed? Was it by design that, you know, he kind of had to wait out the blocks a little bit? And he just kind of looked at me in deadpan with a little smirk and said, it was one run. Let's not go berserk. You know, so, but when it comes to the Giants, believe it or not, Amy, last year they only had two runs in the entire season that were longer than Saquon's first run tonight.
Wow.
And that says it all about what you need to know, why the Giants are thrilled for what Saquon could bring to the table. And, you know, look, it's preseason, but so far so good for number 26.
Well, what did number 26 have to say about his first time with a Giants uniform on?
You know, he talked about the idea that, you know, he expected it to be a little bit more nerve-wracking than maybe it was. He thought he was going to get a little overwhelmed during the national anthem. He said he did not. He just was very focused. I think the Giants and Pat Shurmur did a good job of scripting the plays that the first team offense was going to run tonight. So I think he went into the game knowing exactly what he was going to do. And I think he just was kind of, you know what, it was one, you know, one game or one quarter of a game, or not even really, probably about 10 or 11 plays that he even played. But, you know, I think for a lot of these guys, it's interesting. The guys who come from college are not used to playing a handful of plays and then coming out and
right,
standing and watching the end of the game. You never really have that opportunity in college. I mean, yeah, you know, when you're up 50-0, you come out, but there really wasn't that feel for them. You know, it was almost like Saquon was, you know, I wish I had a couple more plays in me. You know, I think I could have done some things. So right now I think the Giants are happy that, for the most part, they're healthy across the board. They come out of week one, yes, with a loss to a team that didn't win any regular season games last year. But I think they feel good with the direction that especially their prized rookie is headed.
Mm. Odell Beckham Jr. did not play in this game. And that's not a big surprise considering that he's coming off the injury and he talked about not wanting to play in the preseason. But you mentioned happy. And the second you say the word happy, that's what I think of. He sounds happy. And of course, the Giants are happy that he's in camp. How has he looked so far in preseason?
He's looked very good in practice. I think the players are kind of surprised that he looks as good as he does. If you didn't know he had the ankle injury last year, you wouldn't know. But certainly it's on the in the back of everyone's mind that, look, this happened last year. We know how valuable Odell is to the Giants. But regarding tonight, you know, it's kind of funny that there's a lot happening and even before kickoff for Odell tonight. It's the Browns, and if people remember last year, he got hurt initially against the Browns in Cleveland in the preseason.
Mm.
And there was this, you know, underlying feeling that when he broke the ankle in October, that maybe it was because that ankle was never fully healed. And it was weakened to the point where when he got that hit against the Chargers, he was really more vulnerable than maybe he would have been had he not got injured. So it was the Browns. It was his buddy Jarvis Landry. He of Hard Knocks fame now, and Jarvis with his rallying cry. You know, it was a funny pregame scene. Odell came sprinting across the field when he saw Jarvis and You know, they talk for about 10 minutes with a boom mic over their heads. So we'll have to wait till Tuesday night to find out what they actually talked about. But I'm sure it'll be on there on HBO. You know, look, Odell seems back to where, you know, he's enjoying the game and he's happy to be back. And I think Pat Shurmur deserves a lot of credit for that. I think he's worked very hard from the very beginning to build a foundation with Odell Beckham Jr. And I think that's been reciprocated. And I think there's a lot of respect between the two of men. And I do think that Shurmur's treated Beckham like a man. And I think Beckham has responded to this point and really acting the way the Giants had hoped he would act all along.
All right, Stapleton covers the Giants and the NFL for The Record, North Jersey, which is part of the USA Today family, After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Coach Shurmur taking over now, and this is his team. What can we expect to be different on the field with him in charge?
A lot more creativity on offense, what we've seen in practice. I think they will use the weapons that they have. I think there will be more of a commitment to the run game. The Giants the last couple of years have talked the talk, but they haven't walked the walk in terms of being committed to the run. Just rushing attempts. In Minnesota with Pat Shurmur last year and the Carolina offense run by Mike Shula, who's now the offensive coordinator for the Giants, they were both in the top five in rushing attempts. I think it was 2 and 3 for Minnesota and Carolina. The Giants were 25th in rushing attempts last year. That's not going to get it done. So, obviously, you know, you bring some balance to this offense. I think what Shurmur's done is that there's this feeling for Eli Manning that last year he felt as though the front office didn't have his back, that the head coach didn't have his back.
Right.
And when things hit the fan, I think Eli reacted poorly on the field, did not play well, his play deteriorated. And I think he comes back a different player this year because of the work that Shurmur and Dave Gettleman, the GM, did in convincing Eli that he was their guy. And I think that was really a psychological message. So for Pat Shurmur, I think offensively this team, they need to follow through on the things that they believe they're better at than what they were with Ben McAdoo. And I think that's creativity, a lot more 12 personnel with two tight ends, rather than a lot of predictability, which is what the Giants have had in the last 2 years. If you talk to coordinators around the league, the Giants were one of the most predictable offenses in the league, and that's never going to get it done in today's day and age when every play is broken down and dissected, and when defensive coordinators know what's coming, they've won half the battle. It doesn't matter if their personnel matches up. So I think the Giants have really taken a big step towards fixing that.
The defensive side of the ball has been a bit of a mystery. Last year was not good. I'm trying to be as vanilla as possible. The year before,
yeah,
of course,
exactly.
the year before, it was actually the defense that got them the wild card for the most part in the NFC. So, which defense have you seen early on this preseason?
You know, I think it's interesting because with the new defensive coordinator, James Betcher, there's been talk a lot about, you know, they'll be playing a multiple 3-4, which is really a new look for the Giants, you know, since Tom Coughlin took over in 2004. And even before that, the Giants have always been a 4-3 team. You know, the idea of the Michael Strahans and the Justin Tucks and the OCU Manuras, you know, that 4-3 defensive end that was dominant. Now they, you know, have a different look. You know, you've got stand-up outside linebackers, a guy like Olivier Vernon, who is now playing on the outside. You know, they're just going to look differently.
Mm-hmm.
They have a different vibe defensively. You know, last year it was almost like they felt like they would pick up where they left off in the first quarter of the playoff game against the Green Bay Packers, when really they had dominated Aaron Rodgers on his home field for a quarter. Well, guess what? That's not good enough, and Rodgers dominated the next three quarters, and lo and behold, the entire, you know, ceiling caved in on Ben McAdoo and the Giants last year. So I like this defense up front. I think their defensive line will be very good. I think Dalvin Tomlinson and B.J. Hill are young guys who kind of put a stamp on this team alongside Snacks Harrison. I think they're strong up the middle. Cornerback depth will be a question here. Beyond Janoris Jenkins and Eli Apple, and both of them have their own baggage to carry in from last year. So that's kind of where I think you're looking at the Giants. What does their cornerback situation look like once the season gets going beyond those two guys, and even if those two guys are, you know, satisfying or meeting expectations?
Art Stapleton covers the Giants and the NFL for The Record in North Jersey, and he was at the Giants-Browns preseason opener at MetLife Stadium. It's after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So you had a chance to see Baker Mayfield in his first NFL snap. So he takes over end of that first quarter, and late in the first half, and then plays through the rest of the way for the most part. What did you see that stood out?
Very impressed. Poised. Precision on the in the pocket. He made several runs when plays broke down. What I said to somebody in the press box that I want to see with Baker Mayfield, well, number one, I really want to see how much of a conviction Hugh Jackson has by keeping Baker Mayfield on the sideline. The way he played tonight, it's going to be very difficult. Now Tyrod Taylor played pretty well tonight, too, against the Giants' first team. I think he was 5 for 5 with a touchdown. So that was pretty good. But, look, Baker was electric. You see what he was in college. My only question is that once you get into the regular season and teams are actually breaking down film to attack Baker Mayfield and an offense, can they take away the freelance stuff that he's able to do? You know, he was able to freelance tonight a little bit. He made a lot of plays against the Giants, second and third team defense. The question I would have, obviously, is that when they get into a situation in the NFL where, like I said earlier, you're breaking down tendencies, you're watching things, you're scheming, you're throwing things at Baker Mayfield that maybe he hasn't seen before, how does he handle it? You know, and I think that's kind of the next step for him. Whether that comes in 2 weeks, whether that comes in week 4, or it comes right off the bat in their season opener, I think that's what I have to see. But he certainly, if you walked into the building tonight and you said, hey, the first-round picks are on display, who would it be? You'd be able to pick out Saquon Barkley and Baker Mayfield. You know, I was really impressed with the way Baker Mayfield carried himself out on the field.
You can find Art on Twitter at @Art_Stapleton, covering the Giants and the NFL for The Record, North Jersey, which is part of USA Today. Great to catch a couple of minutes. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Amy. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.